the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehound. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Come on, go and get your rubber boots on, catch some frogs in the lawn. I was once a tadpole just like you. You got a stick, I got a cane pole. Come on, little buddy, come on. Hiking in the woods, use yours for a rifle, I use mine for a cane. Gonna shoot some bad guys all day long. You got a Mustang, I drive a Camaro. Come on, little buddy, come on. Let's make a drag strip on the table. Pop a wheelie squeal out. Make a mortar sound with your mouth. Woo! Brrr, mine's got a souped up supercharged 396. You got a fastback 1964 and a half. You got a fort, it's made out of blankets. Come on, little buddy, come on. Go up to the stuffed critter zoo, bring back a little buddy or two. Got your little guests in there. Yeah, Grandpa's gotta sit in his chair a while. Grandpa's gotta sit in his chair now. Little buddy, better go wash your hands.
Charlie Roth here on Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome everyone to another live edition of MHB here from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls. Beautiful day here today. I was down in Fauston working and I just had to stop by that brand new supermarket there, Pal Ubiquis. Oh my God, is that thing, it's like a city inside. They have a gift shop. They have a liquor store. They have a beautiful deli and bakery, of course. And then on the far east end, they have a Caribou Coffee. And inside the Caribou Coffee is a craft beer bar with 8 selections, which rotate constantly. $3 pints of beer. Unbelievable. And anyway, here to have a good time tonight. Hope you are too. Again, that was Charlie Roth with a song titled Carter's Tune. Charlie, of course, is an Americana folk blues country Celtic entertainer with a unique blend of all those genres. What Charlie's best at is telling a story with his rich baritone vocal, acoustic guitar, rack harmonic, and foot percussion. That foot percussion is really tricky. His fifth album, Broken Ground, reached up to number 6 on the Euro-Americana charts and continues to get airplay all over the world. Yes, indeed. Charlie Roth, as we celebrate tonight, members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, mnsongwriters.org, and they are the main source of our music here on Minnesota Homebrew, and we sure do appreciate their contributions. Well, up next, he's a singer-songwriter who lives up around Wyoming, Minnesota, and he digs deep into classic rock, folk rock, classic country, anything with soul and passion to deliver an inspiring blend of cover songs and original material and live performances. And he's recorded 2 CDs, and I think he told, yeah, he did tell me last week that he has another one just about ready for us, so we can't wait to play that on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Andrew Spreck with Grandma's Homemade Wine. Member of the Minnesota Association of songwriters whose mission is a volunteer, member-supported organization meant to inspire, educate, and strengthen the songwriting and performance skills of its members through seminars, workshops, review meetings, showcases, and networking opportunities while encouraging collaboration and exploring the creative process. You can find that at mnsongwriters.org. And we're going to tell you a little bit about some events coming up by the organization and a little bit about the history and some of the benefits and all that good stuff that's on that webpage. Check it out. Well, this next gentleman, I swear, he's probably written as many songs as Dolly Parton. And I, from what I hear, that's in excess of 5,000. Anyway, he's currently residing in central Minnesota. I met him, must be 3-4 years ago now down at Fergus Falls. Along with Wayne Hamilton, we had a booth there for MAS and at some sort of art show. And his name is Doug Milloway. He began his venture into the music world as a teenager in St. Louis, Missouri, back in the 60s. I'll forgive you that, Doug. I'm a big Red Sox fan, and we're not real fond of the Cardinals. Anyway, in addition to playing in a few garage bands, Doug played in a variety band called Second Time Around for several years, and then he moved very wisely to Minnesota and now collaborates with many artists and mentors many young artists and even records them at his Blind Owl Studios in Avon, Minnesota. Here's Doug Milloway with No Moon in the Sky Tonight.
Sometimes love can be scary, and sometimes we all make mistakes. And anytime I try to forget you, all I ever get are heartaches. I thought we'd always be together. I thought our love would never, never end. You were all that I ever needed. You were always meant to be my friend. There's no moon in the sky tonight. The stars are missing too, and I really need the light. Ever since you left me, nothing seems quite right. There's no moon in the sky. There's no moon in the sky tonight. The stars are missing too, and I really need the light. Ever since you left me, nothing seems quite right. There's no moon in the sky tonight. Now who was that fella that I saw you dancing with? Was that look in your eye? I don't think I ever really touched your heart. I guess I just keep telling myself lies. Darkness all around me makes me wanna cry. I hope I'll love again real soon. I'm not gonna give up and shrivel up and die. I'll just keep searching for the moon. There's no moon in the sky tonight. The stars are missing too, and I really need the light. Ever since you left me, nothing seems quite right. There's no moon in the sky tonight. There's no moon in the sky tonight. The stars are missing too, and I really need the light. Ever since you left me, nothing seems quite right. There's no moon in the sky.
Doug Milloway, what a nice, happy sing-along type of song, No Moon in the Sky Tonight by Doug Milloway. I would be remiss in not saying hello to my lovely wife, Jane, who has been sick for 2 weeks with who knows what, but three different doctors treated her three different ways, and she's still not feeling real good, so we may have to make another trip in. Honey, I hope you feel better. For you on Facebook who may notice some of my posts, my pet name for her is Bunny. And And I'm going to reveal something here. First time on Minnesota Homebrew in almost 5 years. My nickname is Bucky, or Buck. And that's something we laid on each other about 10, 12 years ago. Otherwise, I've never had a nickname other than my dad called me things like Hey You and, well, less complimentary things. Well, up next, Kim and Steve Wolf, members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. They've been performing, singing, and writing songs together for more than a dozen years. Individually and together, they played in various bands around the Twin Cities, and these days they write and record in their 16-track home studio in Eagan, Minnesota. I know where Eagan is. That's where Uncle Vernie lives. And perform as a husband and wife acoustic duo. So the name of that studio is Briar Creek. And here's Kim and Steve. We love their music. With a song called Family on MHB.
I remember as a little child, growing up small and meek and wild, on the family farm, my father worked so hard.
Feature the songs of members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. I know that Bob Muscovitz is listening tonight because we usually chat during the show on Facebook, and I welcome anyone to do that. I can keep 10 chats going at once. I'm a multitasker, indeed, who goes by the name of Buck. Oh, God, I've let the cat out of the bag now. That's awful. Actually, the only person who calls me that is my wife and my daughter's sister-in-law, Renee. Otherwise, and her kids. Yeah. Call me Buck. So, a little more about the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. They started back 1980 when John Bennett, Wayne Cox, Larry Havelock, Mike Golban, and Tom Lieberman formed the Minnesota Songwriters Association. Bennett as the principal founder and first president. And then through the years, it morphed into the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Again, I don't know why I keep saying that. I should find out so that I can share that with you. And now over 100 members strong. And they got some events coming up in April. There's a workshop next Wednesday, April 12th. And that is going to be held at Songwriters Craft Workshop, 7 to 9 p.m. at Lunds and Byerly's in Golden Valley at their community room, 5725 Duluth Street in Golden Valley, out on the west side of the Twin Cities, at the intersection of Highway 100 and Duluth Street. Songwriters Craft Workshop, Wednesday, April 12th, 7 to 9 p.m. at London Byerly's in Golden Valley. Check it out. I don't think there's much of a charge for that, if anything. So go on to mnsongwriters.org and learn more. Well, I get to work tonight. This is hardly what I'd call work, but I open the minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com email account, and there's a song waiting for me by Greg Connor, member of MAS. He said, could you possibly play this song tonight? Well, why not? Squeezed her in. It's called Minnesota Town. We'll tell you a little more about Greg after the tune.
Well, I'm wandering through this Minnesota town tonight. The cold blowing my jacket's button tight as I'm wandering through this Minnesota town tonight. And I've got Bob Dylan on my mind. I wonder if he won't hear at another time as I'm wandering through this Minnesota town tonight. And that cold wind is singing tonight, whistling a tune that makes me feel alright. And I thought I heard a rhyme that Dylan left behind, and a melody still lingering in the air. That I need to be tonight. No place to be, no schedule that is tight. As I'm wandering through this Minnesota town tonight, and that cold wind is singing tonight, whistling a tune that makes me feel alright. And I thought I heard a rhyme that Dylan left behind, and a melody still lingering in the air. And that cold wind keeps me walking tonight. I changed my direction based on that green light, and I'm wandering through this Minnesota town tonight. And there's no place I'd rather be tonight, listening to the wind with my jacket buttoned tight. And I'm wandering through this Minnesota town.
Greg, I suppose Gregory Connor, and he's fairly new to our show. Probably have about a dozen songs now in our catalog by Greg. He's from Savage, Minnesota, and likes to write songs and experiment with all kinds of instruments. His styles are folk, Americana, country, and blues. Greg likes to organize and participate in song challenges. Well, I like that too. We do that every month at our open mic, which of course will be next week, which means we'll have our Twin Spin show next week, because I'll be in Oakley, Minnesota. And I have to finish up. Oh boy, I'm going to have to put in some heavy time this weekend on this month's song, which theme is Boots, B-O-O-T-S. Andy picked it. It's a strange one, but challenges are fun, aren't they? Anyway, Greg Connor says he enjoys finding people to play music and with, and he does that recording in his basement, and he just did that this week, I believe. Isn't it amazing how fast you can get your songs on Minnesota Homebrew? Well, up next, the former president of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, Wayne Hamilton, who took membership from 14 to over 100 members strong. No. I'm sorry, I'm turned around here. Up next, of course, I posted it on the Facebook page and then I got goofed up here. Our good buddy Bob Muscovitz up next with a song called Sandbox of Color. And a more faithful fan we do not have here on Minnesota Homebrew. And then we'll follow that with a tune titled Bad Company by Wayne Hamilton, which is co-written by Corey Tanner. You're listening to Homebrew.
A black child, a white child, playing together. Parents off talking, unknown to the pleasure of the sandbox of color. One to another, kids playing games of youth. A yellow child, a red child, sharing the treasure. Parents stand waiting, confused what to measure in the sandbox of color. Sister and brother, innocent children of truth. Nobody told them the difference between strawberry chocolate, peaches and cream. No doubt about it, you know what I mean. The sandbox of color is only a dream. Mothers and fathers standing together, not saying much, but annoyed to the pleasure of the sandbox of color. Kids hug each other, playing like best of friends. A boy child, a girl child, sunny the weather. Parents in worry to what children measure in the sandbox of color. Listen to others before open arms extend. Somebody told them the difference between strawberry chocolate, peaches and cream. No doubt about it, you know what I mean. The sandbox of color is only a dream.
I'm alone again tonight, got that lonesome misery. Your your smile at me in a photograph is all that remains. Pretty smiles from you mean sleepless nights for me. Bad company, good memories. The happy times you left behind make me cry. In my mind, the best of life was the love you shared with me. But good memories of you make bad company. You wrote, said you hoped I would understand. Now you're holding him as you love him tenderly. I remember the nights you told me you were glad I was your man. Sweet whispers from you make painful nights for me. The happy times you left behind make me cry. In my mind, the best of life was the love you shared with me. But good memories of you make bad company. Single man in a lonely double bed, wide awake, wondering why as I play it all back in my head. Bad company, good memories. The happy times you left behind make me cry. In my mind, the best of life was the love you shared with me. But good memories of you make bad company. Yes, good memories of you make bad company.
Great songwriter and a great friend with Bad Company, co-written again by Corey Tanner. We always like to give credit to co-writers, so if you're sending music in, make sure that you do that. And you can inquire at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com or go on to our Minnesota Homebrew Music Show Facebook page, click on About and learn all about sending your songs in, because like I always say, you send it, we'll play it, as long as it's not naughty. And I should mention that Wayne also performs in a duo called Two Tone with Doug Milloway, and not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, April 15th, they'll be playing from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Flat Earth Brewing Company on 688 Minnehaha Avenue East in St. Paul. So check that out. Wayne and Doug as Two Tone.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, this is from an article back in January, the 11th to be exact, by our friend Melissa Turtinen from GoMinnesota.com. And it is about a brewery that has started up about 63 miles northwest of Thief River Falls. You're probably saying, I thought Thief River Falls was right on the border. No, there's still a little ways to go there. And this is up in Hallock, Minnesota. And that's still not even by the border exactly. There's another 15 miles or so, I think. And it's Revelation Ale Works. They hoping to end, hoping to end, they hope to open by early mid-February. So they're probably open now, and we'll be one of the first breweries to open in Minnesota this year, and we'll make Halleck one of the smallest towns in the state to have its own brewery. And Halleck, which has fewer than 1,000 people, is excited. Brothers Ryan and Josh Evenson told Go Minnesota that as they renovated the 1939 service station, people would stop in and tell them how excited they were that someone is saving the historic building and bringing a new business into town. The community support has been spectacular, Ryan Evenson said. That's the type of brewery and taproom Evensons are hoping to be. They say it's family friendly, so people won't have to worry about getting a babysitter. There will be things for kids to do, like play arcade games, and there won't be just beer. Revelation will have homemade root beer and kombucha for sale as well. The Evensons' focus on the local community goes all the way to their beers. Revelation plans to have 6 core beers on tap: a pale ale, a Belgian wheat ale, an IPA, a stout, a brown ale, and a red rye ale. The rye for the beer, by the way, is grown 6 miles away at the Far North Spirits Distillery. They'll also do smaller experimental batches that will be funkier than the standard stuff. They also don't have to worry about selling a beer they're not in love with just to pay the bills, Ryan said. They don't have much overhead thanks to a successful Kickstarter campaign and inexpensive real estate, so they can focus on making great beer and not worrying about bills. And in about 5 years, they hope to use all locally grown hops in their brews. Ryan and his wife started Red River Hops in 2015, and they think over the next a few years, enough people will be growing hops in the area, they'll be able to meet their needs. Revelation also plans to use its beer to give back to the community. A portion of every pint that's sold of the red rye ale will be given to the volunteer fire department and local emergency responders in Halleck. So we want to wish Revelation Ale Works all the success in the world. And my, oh my, Andy, if you're listening, we got to get up there, huh? Well, here's a young lady from Rochester, Minnesota, originally. Went to college in St. Cloud. She refers to herself as an acoustic singer-songwriter rapper. How about that? Her songs range in subject from love and life lessons to breast cancer awareness and foster parent appreciation. Here's Emily Whitcomb with End of the Earth.
The way you laugh when I'm trying to be serious, and how it's so simple to just be us. The way your eyes look in mine but don't see a thing. You're so oblivious to all the joy you bring me. You sell yourself short with a penny for your thoughts. You run out of luck just when you get caught. And I love the way you just can't stand still. When you can't pull it together, you know I will, I will. Because it's you.
Emily Whitcomb, another one of Doug Milloway's proteges. Well, up next here on Minnesota Homebrew, a gentleman named Stephen Schmidt from Rochester, Minnesota. And Stephen has sent us quite a few songs, two albums to be exact. And we've picked a song tonight called Moving Along That Open Prairie. Stephen is a singer-songwriter who's penned more than 200 songs. Each one is like a bottle of fine bourbon-aged stout. He performs at his rich, full-flavored original tunes crafted over the last 40 years. Love the beverage references at house concerts, coffee houses, brew pubs, wineries, and festivals. Highly skilled guitarists, some refer to as a folky with chops. Here's Stephen Schmidt with Moving Along That Open Prairie. You're listening to Homebrew.
I'm moving along that open prairie. Really don't know where I'm bound. I'm moving along that open prairie. A real home I have not found. And I'm looking for the sunshine to help me make it through my day. I've gotta get away from city life. Gotta leave behind the smog and the haze. I'm moving along that open prairie. Got my guitar here by my side. I'm moving along. Looking for the sunshine to help me make it through my days. I've gotta get away from city life. Gotta leave behind the smog and the haze. Looking for the sunshine to help me make it through my days. I've gotta get away from city life. Gotta leave behind the smog and the haze. I'm clouds weave a pattern in the sky. I'm moving along that open prairie. Let the rolling semis pass me by. And I'm looking for the sunshine to help me make it through my day. Get away from city life. Gotta leave behind the smog and the haze. I'm moving along that open prairie. Moving along that open prairie.
Stephen J. Schmidt with his contribution to tonight's show, highlighting the tunes of members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Now, why should you join that fine organization? Well, here's why. 12 meetings per year, knowledgeable face-to-face reviews at meetings, knowledgeable online reviews if you cannot attend meetings, workshops on the craft of songwriting and related topics, free videotaped showcases aired on public access TV channels. Yes, you can be recorded on video for free. Live public performance showcases throughout the year, including the State Fair, co-writing opportunities, discounts with participating merchants, personal online profile, and networking with fellow songwriters. Now you have no reason not to join. Go to mnsongwriters.org. Well, Leslie McKee plus John Lyle equals Life as We Know It. And from that CD, here's a song titled Sunny Day on MHB.
Kids, I better get them through the week, and I really, really need a break. The man's not looking after my well-being, so I gotta look out for my own. I don't have much to show for years of loyal service and the days that have come and gone. So I got up this morning and I'm making a call. Can't stand to throw it away. Looks like a sunny day. But maybe some who would call it cheating, but I definitely don't agree. It doesn't make any sense sitting there at your desk just praying for the lottery. This life is too short, gonna live a lot more before my retirement day. I deserve it and my mental health is well worth it, so I'm taking a little escape. No one's looking out for my peace of mind, so I gotta take care of myself. I'm gonna seize the day and I'll do it again, and at the fireman's just as well. Called in this morning, had to bite my tongue, cause I really felt the urge to say, look like a sunny day.
Leslie McKee, you've heard her perform, not record, but perform on a couple occasions down at the State Fair. She is dynamite. Well, up next, my favorite septuagenarian, songwriter and auto-harpist, Tony Wentersdorf. Tony, he's German-born and now lives in Minneapolis, has for 30-some years. Writes and records songs, performs folk music at churches, coffee houses, and nursing homes as a soloist and with his folk music quartet, The Waxing Nostalgic. books. He's also taught auto harp, guitar, banjo, and harmonica at various Minneapolis community schools and at the West Bank School of Music. Here's a song titled Hug for Our Planet by Tony Wintersdorf.
We have poisoned all our waters, we have poisoned all our air. We have filled our earth with garbage in landfills everywhere. You don't know what you are doing when you chop down all our forests. You have really lost your bearings and are sailing way off course. Yes, the earth needs all our caring. We must protect it without fear. We must save our plants and animals before they disappear. So let's join our hearts together in one planetary hug. Make up for the ground we lost before God pulls the plug. Let's replenish all the waters. Let's replenish all the air. Let's plant seeds instead of bullets. With each other, learn to share. Let those meadowlarks and eagles take their places in the sky. Let the whales and dolphins splash below, swim freely till they die. Let's replenish all the waters. Let's replenish all the air. Let's plant seeds instead of bullets. With each other, learn to share. Let the meadowlarks, eagles take their places in the sky. Let the whales and dolphins splash below, swim freely till they die.
Tony Wintersdorf. Wintersdorf. Ja, das ist ein deutscher Name. My German isn't very good. It's been 45 years since I've taken a German class. Forgive me, Tony. Well, we're going to end tonight's show with a lady named Deborah Hadraba. But before we do that, I'd like to remind you that you should check out the Minnesota Songwriters website, mnsongwriters.org. They have monthly song reviews, and you don't have to be a member to attend. You can bring lyric sheets and get a and your instrument and get a live, positive critique of your songs. That's on April 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the McNally Smith College of Music, downtown St. Paul on 19 Exchange Street East. And bring your song again, 20 lyric sheets, 20, and get opinions and feedback from our other songwriters. Nothing but fun there if you belong to the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Now, a little bit about Deborah Hadraba. She's going to be playing not this Saturday, but next Saturday, April 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Amore Coffee on 879 Smith Avenue in St. Paul. Amore Coffee. Why am I saying coffee? Coffee. And you can find her website, honoryourtruth.com, on the World Wide Web. Here's Deborah Hadraba with a song titled No One Knows. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Folk Alley and join us again next week for our Twin Spin show. And don't forget, whether it's music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.